At this time, we wanted to invite you to the front if you need any prayer for anything, and if you wanted to just worship up front here, God. We just thank you, Jesus, for this day that you've given us, God. And we thank you, God, that we have the freedom to be able to do this, to express ourselves, Jesus. And God, that we don't have to live in fear, that you've given us freedom from fear, God. And so if you need any prayer for anything, come on up.
Thank you.
is worthy of praise. With our hearts we will love and adore. He is high and exalted, and he's worthy of praise. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. And oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. And oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Just sing that one more time. And oh Lord, your beauty. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Just lift your hands and sing. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and praise. Sing it one more time. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. put the stars in their place. And Lord, it is your voice that commands the morning and even oceans in their waves that bow at your feet. Thank you. by your grace so free. And here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man, covered by the blood of the Lamb. And now I found the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Empty-handed, but alive in your majesty.
Let's not move from where we're at right now. God is doing something. As we were in worship, and just before the first people started coming to the altars, I've only heard this a couple of times in my life, but I heard sobbing in the spirit. I heard it crying and people sobbing. It wasn't an audible thing. It was just something during worship that I heard in the spirit. And with that came a message in tongues with the interpretation. And so I'm going to forego the message in tongues and just give you the interpretation. And this was it right here. I am calling my people to an altar. Not the type of altar that can be seen with human eyes, but I'm calling you to the altar of the unseen. It's that place where I apply the coal to not only your lips, but to your hearts and to your minds. Because I have called you to something greater than you've ever experienced. But yet I say unto you, my children, you need to get past where you're at right now in order to see what I have for you later. In order to embrace that things which is before you, you have to lay those things down which are behind you. And I have called you to something greater than just your yesterdays. I have called you to a new beginning today. And that new beginning begins not at this altar, but that new beginning begins at my altar, says God. And I say unto my people this day, come and allow me to apply my altar to your heart and apply the stones upon my altar to not just your lips, but to your heart and to your mind, says God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Something is beginning to build here. Don't let it stop building. Pastor Jim has put a platform together here today where he's allowing this. And I'm just going to throw this out to you. If you're here today and you want to go to another level with God, but you have to release things in the past in order to embrace things of the future, you need to come to the altar and let hands be laid upon you. And you need to get rid of the stuff of yesterday. That very thing in your life that you can identify that's not pleasing to God is that very thing that's keeping you from taking that next step in God. The altars are open. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Can say I need you more. more than the song I sing, and more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I will be by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my own life, 'cause right here in your presence is where I belong, and now my broken heart has finally found a home, and right here in your presence is where I need you more.